Now, also, in looking, you know, sharing the same concerns that Athens has, we have four AC projects. It looks like they're looking at narrowing that down to one project. Now, and then I guess that's going to go head-to-head with the DC project?
I'm not sure.
No. There's a lot of information that nobody knows. The snippet that you sent from the Public Service Commission, there is another DC project which appears to have had some merit, the Mohawk, which was to go from Utica down to New York City. But I guess that's been canned for whatever reason. But Utica is supposedly one of the constraint points, according to that Public Service Commission hearing, if you listen to it. So instead of taking it from down here, which is below the constraint point, if they took it up there, it would be above the constraint point, but they're not entertaining that.
And Bernie, there's also the Champlain.
Champlain project, yes. That goes from Quebec down to New York City,
right,
which they raised questions about the Champlain project, but nobody's asking the same questions of West Point. Again, West Point is one of the more expensive projects. I mean, the AC projects are in the quarter of a billion to three quarters of a billion range. West Point says that their capital costs are $1 billion. So $1 billion plus financing plus operating, I mean, it's a significant cost to the ratepayers, which I guess with the straw poll, they're going to try, or they're going to send most of the cost increases to downstate, but upstate may end up paying a percentage of that based upon that straw poll.